Ever wish you could like bottle someone's essence, you know, their kindness, their strength, so something that just makes them so special.
Oh, yeah, totally.
That's kind of what we're diving into today
Okay,
with
gross.
this book. It's called Her Name is Daisy by John Walker. And it's a tribute to one remarkable woman.
Yeah, it sounds fascinating.
So get ready to be inspired because we're going deep on this one, folks. Not just like a book review, but really looking at what makes Daisy so captivating, even today.
All right, I'm ready.
So right off the bat, Walker paints this beautiful picture of Daisy. You know, he compares it to a wildflower.
I like that.
Yeah, and you can see why, right? Strong, resilient, but also delicate and graceful all at the same time.
I'm seeing it.
And it's more than just skin deep.
Oh,
You know what I mean?
right. Yeah.
He doesn't just say, oh, she was kind or whatever. Walker gives us these specific moments, you know, that really shows Daisy's character.
Like what? Give me an example.
Okay, so there's this one story about her taking in a stray dog during a blizzard, and she was struggling herself, barely making ends meet.
Wow.
But she didn't even hesitate.
That's amazing.
Right? And it speaks volumes about her compassion
For
and that
sure.
quiet strength she had.
Yeah, she didn't need to like broadcast it or anything.
Exactly. It just came naturally to her. And this ties into another thing Walker keeps coming back to, Daisy's integrity.
Okay.
It's like her internal compass was always pointing true north, no matter what.
I see. So she had this really strong moral core.
Absolutely. And I think that's what gave her that resilience, you know, the ability to weather any storm. Because Walker doesn't shy away from the tough times in her life.
Right, everyone goes through stuff.
But she never loses her spirit. You think that's connected to that unwavering integrity?
Definitely. I think you're spot on. It's like that inner strength, you know, that rootedness in her values. It's like the deep taproot of a plant. It allows her to bend with the wind, but never break.
I love that analogy.
And it's something we can all relate to because we all face challenges, right?
Excellent.
But Daisy's story reminds us that we can find that strength within ourselves, too.
So true. And speaking of connecting with Daisy's story, one of the things that really got to me was how her compassion had this ripple effect on everyone around her.
Yeah.
Walker talks about how she inspired others to be kinder, to get involved in their communities, you know, really make a difference.
It's fascinating, though, because Walker never actually says that Daisy set out to like change the world or anything.
That's true.
She just lived authentically with an open heart, and that naturally inspired those around her to do the same.
It really makes you wonder, you know, what would the world be like if we all just focused on cultivating that genuine compassion, not for show or anything, but just by being a little more like Daisy in our everyday lives?
You know, that's a really powerful thought. I think the real takeaway for me is that it's not about being perfect.
Right.
It's about embracing our own unique strengths and using them to make a positive impact, however small.
So well said. And I love how Walker brings us full circle with the flower analogy at the end.
Oh, yeah.
He talks about Daisy's spirit living on like a field of wildflowers. You know, her seeds scattered on the wind, continuing to bloom in the life she touched.
It's such a powerful image, isn't it? It really drives home the point that even a seemingly ordinary life can have an extraordinary impact.
Definitely.
Makes you think about the legacy we all leave behind.
For sure. What seeds are we planting in the world?
Exactly.
So, Her Name is Daisy is more than just a tribute to this incredible woman. It's also an invitation for all of us to look at our own lives, you know, and think about the qualities we want to cultivate.
Like, what kind of legacy do we want to leave?
To find that inner strength, that compassion, and let it bloom in our own unique way.
I think that's a great note to end on.
I think so too.
Thanks for having me.
Of course, it was great chatting with you and to all our listeners out there. Keep those wildflowers blooming.
Absolutely.